with SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Biden and former President Trump taking different approaches ahead of next week's debate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president is prepping for the debate at the Camp David presidential retreat in Maryland's Catoctin Mountains this week. He'll be spending several days with advisors, including his former White House chief of staff, Ron Klain. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is said not to be engaged in formal debate prep, opting instead for more informal policy discussions. Senior advisor Jason Miller says Trump grants interviews every week and delivers lengthy rally speeches. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the deadly wildfire continues to rage in eastern New Mexico.
Authorities in New Mexico are hoping heavy rain will help firefighting efforts. The Salt and South Fork fires in south central New Mexico have burned over 42 square miles, damaged over 1,400 structures, and forced residents from the piney mountain town of Ruidoso. A New Mexico State Police spokesman says officers discovered skeletal remains in the driver's seat of a burned vehicle. That's after a badly burned 60-year-old man was found deceased by the side of the road near the Swiss Chalet Inn. The National Interagency Fire Center has logged several new fires between Gallup and Albuquerque and one in the Apache National Forest in Arizona near the state border. I'm Jennifer King.
An Alabama man wanted in connection with multiple homicides in Oklahoma has been apprehended in Arkansas. 50-year-old Stacy Lee Drake taken into custody in a wooded area in Morrilltown, Arkansas. Seven people wounded in a shooting in Philadelphia. It happened just before 6:30 p.m. local time Wednesday. In North Philadelphia, no arrests have been made. More than 3,000 nurses in six Oregon hospitals have spent a second day on the picket line. They're demanding fair wages and better nurse-to-patient ratios. The Dow up 179 points. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on IVF.
A new Gallup poll finds that most people have no problem with the in vitro fertilization process. 82% say it is morally acceptable versus 10% who say it is not. On the more grave question of what happens to unused embryos, however, Americans are split. 49% say it is morally acceptable to destroy those embryos that are not being implanted, while 43% say no, it's morally wrong. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Florida public school employee facing firing because she allowed her son, who is living as a girl, to play on the girls' high school volleyball team. An anonymous tipster at Monarch High School notified a Broward County School Board member that the 16-year-old was playing on the girls' varsity volleyball team. And that is a violation of a state law. This is SRN News. The European Union's executive arm criticizing France for running up excessive debt.
It's a stinging rebuke at the height of France's election campaign, where President Emmanuel Macron is fighting off challenges from the right and the left. France was among seven nations that were warranted by the EU Commission to face a so-called excessive deficit procedure. It is the step in a long process before any member state can be hemmed in and moved to take corrective action.
Correspondent Jeremy House. 34 people have died, dozens hospitalized after drinking illegally brewed liquor tainted with methanol in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu. Deaths from illegally brewed alcohol are common in India, where the poor cannot afford licensed brands from government-run shops. The illicit liquor is often spiked with chemicals such as pesticides. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.